PeterChecks.com.
Mamas and the Papas on WASH Washington. Here's the 7 o'clock news with Shannon Lahir, and it is a strange story that you have this morning, Shannon.
It sure is, Tanner. We have several reports on the whereabouts of this South Korean jet with some Americans aboard, including a U.S. congressman. This is the latest on it. A South Korean government spokesman says it appears almost certain that a Korean Airlines plane with 269 people on board has been attacked and downed by a third country. Nobody knows who that third country is at this point. There has been all sorts of speculation. The plane has been missing for half a day now.
Where did it disappear from?
In the Northwest Pacific.
All right.
There are reports that it crashed on a Soviet island near Japan. Now, the Soviets say that that is not true. There is other speculation it could have exploded in midair. There's other speculation it could be shot down, which is what the foreign ministry is saying now, by this so-called third country. Lord knows who it is.
Now, this is a South Korean airship, right?
Right. This is a Korean Airlines jetliner, 269 people aboard. It's a real strange situation. The reason that the information is so hard to obtain is because South Korea has cut off diplomatic
ties, sure, with the Soviet Union.
Right. And for that reason, there are all sorts of conflicting reports. Now, the latest report that we have is that it could have been shot down by a third party. And there are several planes in and around the waters in the Northwest Pacific looking for the wreckage of this aircraft,
right,
whatever it is,
right,
and they're trying to recover survivors at this point. But as we say, we don't really know what's going on. We do know that a U.S. congressman is on board. Larry McDonald was over in the Far East for a diplomatic mission, and his aides are quite worried.
He's the ultra-conservative congressman from Georgia, I believe, who is the president of the John Birch Society.
You've got it.
Right.
And
now,
his aides have been in contact with the Pentagon. They're trying to find out what's happened, and they can't even figure it out.
So the essence of it is we have a South Korean jetliner which is downed possibly by a third world country. Is that right?
No, just a third country.
A third country. And it may be down in Soviet territory. Is that the possibility here?
Yes, it is in the Northwest Pacific. They're saying that it could have gone down near this small island off the coast of Japan, which is right near the Soviet Union, of course. And so they're just trying to recover this thing. They're trying to figure out if it was shot down and, of course, if there are any survivors on board.
And at this point, the information is so scanty because of the lack of relationships between the Soviet Union and Korea.
You got it.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Tanner, next we're going to check the story on the federal pay raise.
This week you'll find family cookout favorites, beef, chicken, and ham, all on sale at Giant Food. Save on beef chuck roast, blade bone in, USDA Choice, $1.09 a pound, Giant Lean, 99 cents a pound. Or try USDA Grade A Whole Fresh Fryers, Giant Brand or Holly Farms, 49 cents a pound, Purdue, 59 cents a pound. You'll also save on Giant Special Trim Fully Cooked Ham with one-third less salt. Rump portion, $1.19 a pound. Shank portion, 99 cents a pound. That's beef, chicken, and ham all on sale this week at Giant Food.
Quality you can count on, value you can trust. From Giant Food, the people who care.
The Giant Food family would like to remind you that school's in session, so please drive carefully. Let's all help to make the new school year a safe one for the kids.
Federal workers are in for a 3.5% pay raise this year. President Reagan has decided rather than rousing the ire of thousands of government types across the country, he'd best give in and give them something. Our Marines in Lebanon will get a pay raise today as well, $65 more a month, because the government has decided they're in a dangerous situation and they deserve it. Prime Minister Begin's party is gathering in Jerusalem this morning to choose his successor. Foreign Minister Yitzhak Shamir and Begin's deputy David Levy are the choices. About 10,000 Marylanders who rely on state unemployment benefits may be out of luck soon. That's because the state's jobless rate is falling, and they may lose their eligibility for some of those funds. A test tube baby will soon be born in Washington. Doctors at GW Hospital have successfully implanted a test tube fetus in a woman from Northern Virginia. WASH FM News time is 7:05. Time for a traffic report from Walt Starling, brought to you by WNJ Sloan.
We've got an accident on Calvert Road right at the end of the College Park Airport Access Road, Frank Scott Drive. Evidently, a car was traveling eastbound on Calvert Road at a fairly high rate of speed when it went across the railroad grade crossing. Driver lost control of the car, which happens particularly since the roads are a little wet this morning, and went right through the wall of a building across the street from Campbell Sand and Gravel. It's that long gold brick building that is leased by Litton, and I don't think there was anybody in the building at the time, but the car went clean through the wall and into the office. There's an awful lot of rescue equipment on the scene. Traffic is being detoured around the block through the industrial park off Calvert Road, and that's how you'll be able to get by. If you want to avoid it, you can use East-West Highway in either direction between Kenilworth Avenue and Route 1, or you can use Greenbelt Road between the two same highways, Kenilworth and Route 1, instead of using Calvert Road for your shortcut today. Now, so far, traffic is light there, so it's not causing too much of a problem. Early buildups on the Wilson Bridge on the outer loop going into Maryland from Virginia, and that's just due to the construction zone. Capital Beltway in Prince George's County is in pretty good shape all the way around. We'll check on Montgomery and Fairfax next. That's the Wash MM Traffic Report for W&J Sloan.
At the W&J Sloan Clearance Centers, there's only one thing more beautiful than our furniture. It's our price. Because nowhere else can you find more extraordinary furniture from Henrodon, Baker, Drexel, Lane, and Heritage at more extraordinary prices.
Come into one of W&J Sloan's clearance centers this Labor Day weekend, now through Monday, and take a seat for 25 to 60% off regular prices. That's right, 25 to 60% off regular prices on their entire selection of chairs and sofas, love seats and sectionals. Cozy up to their wing chairs, recliners, rockers, and imports, all in a vast selection of fabrics and colors, including luxurious leather. And you can sit on them all for 25 to 60% off regular prices on September 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. But hurry, with prices like these, there may not be a seat left in the house.
For the W&J Sloan Clearance Center nearest you, call area code 301-654-9310. W&J Sloan Clearance Centers. Our difference is our furniture.
Walsh FM News Time is 7 minutes after 7. Here's Joe Zanger with the sports.
Shannon, the Orioles are making a shambles of that pennant race. 2 weeks ago, there were five teams all within a game of first place in the American League East. This morning, the Orioles have opened a four-game lead. They've won eight games in a row, the latest a 10-2 blasting of the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Attendance will be down in the National Football League, at least for the first week of games. Eight of the 10 games Sunday face television blackouts, because they won't be sold out. And in New England, the Patriots are trying to give tickets away for their game with the Colts. The problem is, the tickets that they're giving away, the people keep giving them back. Joe Zanger, Wash FM Sports.
Sunny weather should be the rule the next few days, and perhaps right through the weekend, unless a storm developing in the southeast states decides to come up the coast unexpectedly. Today and tomorrow it should go up to 85, then go toward 90 on Saturday. The nights will be clear, but watch for fog patches late each night into the next morning. Low tonight, 59 outside the Beltway to 68 in the city. With Wash FM's exclusive AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Elliot Abram.
We have 69 degrees at BWI, 60 at Dulles, 70 degrees at National Airport at 8 after 7. That's news. I'm Shannon Lahir, Wash FM. That's what's happening today, September 1st, 1983.
September 1st, 1969. Wash FM, here's something to yell about Billy Joel. He yells about himself. What a good song this is. Tell her about it at 12 after 7.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away.
Wash FM 97, Billy Joel, and tell her about it. It's Merriweather Thursday. We have tickets for you to see Willie Nelson all day, all morning. So we'll have those coming up for you in just a second. It is 7:15. I want you to meet yet a new and very strange addition to the Wash FM morning show. Ladies and gentlemen, our own Dr. Jimmy Joyce Yankee Shrimp.
Hi there.
Hi, doctor. Good morning.
Fine. Here I am with my Midwest accent.
I noticed that, doctor.
Maury Povich's father-in-law. You didn't know that. I have a letter. First, let me introduce myself a little bit. I hail from St. Pablo, Minnesota.
St. Paul, yes.
St. Paul, right. Trained in the art of insipidly neurotic advice by my former ex, Ms. Ann Landers.
Ann,
yes,
oh, yeah.
From whom I have a rather dumb letter this Thursday morning. You ready?
A letter from Ann Landers. Right. Very good, doctor.
Dear derelict phony, writes my former baby doll. Sure hope you still don't have that horrible Midwest accent like I used to have. I have changed, ha. Huh. By taking the 32-day Crash Berlitz course in medieval Lebanese, I now speak and write that fine Arabic lingo. Starting October 31st, I'll be writing my column in medieval Lebanese to give it a little class.
I see.
I've got a suite here at the Beirut Days Inn, When you get over here on my turf, just give the Marines my name. Come on up and we'll have a menage. Can you believe this stuff?
No, I...
Anne ends it like this. If you can give me anything more than the usual grief you gave during our short-lived marriage, let me know.
Oh, Dr. Yankee Shrink.
Here's my reply.
Oh, no.
Dear Beirut Annie.
Yes.
The only way you can top yourself in this case is to marry Sun Myung Moon.
No, doctor. Thank you and good night. Let's check on the traffic situation. Here is Walt Starling.
We're coming around the Beltway right now, Tanner, and it's going to be slow on the outer loop just after University Boulevard. Just heavy traffic going towards the Mormon Temple. All lanes are open. Southbound Georgia is in good shape. Montgomery County Police are already at work writing tickets just inside the Beltway on Georgia Avenue for lane violators. Make sure you move to the left in order to get by. Most of the emergency equipment on Calvert Road has packed up and left. One lane remains blocked, and that's on Calvert Road as you head westbound towards the University of Maryland. Only the right lane will be blocked, and there's enough room for one entire lane to get by the left lane. If you're heading eastbound on Calvert Road, no problem at all. If you work at Lytton or if you work in the industrial park there, you'll be able to get past there without too much difficulty. Now, they've roped it off as though either there were a fatality that occurred or a crime scene. I'm not sure which, and we'll check to find out exactly what happened. An automobile crossing the grade crossing, the train crossing on Calvert Road, lost control, went out of control, went right through the wall of the building across the street from Campbell Sand and Gravel, went right into the office building, completely demolished the wall and the car. And we'll head towards Northern Virginia next. That's the Wash FM Traffic Report. I'm Walt Starling.
そんなことはできっこないよ。なんでこんな小さい安いイスズがアメリカンサービスセンターの扱っているメルセデス・ベンツやフェラーリのような高級車に混ざってるんだよ。ちっぽけで安い日本車が高級車に太刀打ちできるわけがないよ。全く不可能だってみんなが言うけど、とんでもないことです。イスズは楽々と高級車に対抗できます。アメリカンサービスセンターはイスズをトリオの一員に選んでるし、みんなが手に入れることができるようにしてます。
You heard correctly. The only line of cars and trucks that can stand up to American service centers, Mercedes-Benz and Ferraris, is an inexpensive little gem called Isuzu.
Special prices on all Isuzu trucks at American Service Center Isuzu at 616 North Glebe Road near the Ballston Metro in Arlington.
You work hard for your money, so why spend more of it than you have to? That's why Murray's has lower prices and longer hours in store for you now through Saturday for the Labor Day weekend. Try Murray's beef patties, just 79 cents a pound. Imagine less than 20 cents per quarter pound patty when you buy our 10-pound box. For steaks that grill up great, get Murray's tender T-bones, just $2.29 a pound in a 10-pound box. $2.29 a pound for T-bones. Incredible! And how's this for pure value? 100% ground beef, just 89 cents a pound when you buy our ground beef family pack. At Murray's, where our job is saving you money. All Murray stores will be open till 10 Thursday and Friday, till 9 Saturday. Close Sunday and Monday so our family can enjoy the holiday. Here's hoping yours does too.
Murray's makes a meal, Murray's makes a meal for every meal you make.
Visit any one of the 26 Murray's stores in the Washington area today. Murray's, quality and value for every meal you make.
You make me look good, you make it look so easy. Duron made the difference like I knew it would. The house looks so good, I wish my friends could see me. Duron, you make me look good.
Get a jump on the fall season with Duron's Color Fall Sale. Get a jump on savings for painting your house inside and out. For lasting exterior protection and beauty, use Duron's Ultra Guard Acrylic House Paint on sale at $9.75 a gallon, regularly $14.75. Inside, choose from hundreds of colors with deluxe latex flat wall paint. It covers easily, totally, and it's washable. On sale at $8.95 a gallon, regularly $13.95. Save on the paint the professionals use during Duron's spectacular Color Fall Sale.
With your kind of quality, there's nothing to it. Duron, you make me look good.
Over 40 Duron paints and wall covering stores. Check the yellow pages.
7:21, let's check in with our AccuWeather man. Here's Elliot Abrams.
Morning, Tanner.
Morning. We've had lots of requests for your A to Z weather poems, so you have to do it again for us in about an hour.
Okay, I'll do that. This hour I'll talk about something that's really fascinating.
All right.
Called microbial antifreeze.
Yeah?
In an article in Science News this week, the basic idea is this. The United States loses $1 billion per year to frost.
Uh-huh.
And they found that frost often forms around bacteria that's in the plants.
Right.
So the idea would be to maybe replace the kind of bacteria that allows ice to grow with the kind that does not serve as ice nuclei, and thus allow plants to survive the lower temperatures.
Well, that would be amazing.
But as soon as you start talking about that, then you have to start talking about the worries. For example, suppose the bacteria did something else than what you expected.
Oh.
And second, suppose they got into the atmosphere where they might affect precipitation processes. And so it'll be an interesting thing to study and debate over the next few years.
That is amazing. How's the weather for today?
Nice.
And that is the forecast. Nice, with a high around 85 today. It's 70 degrees now. Here's Bob Levy.
Tanner, we all see them. We've all been worried and scared and puzzled and disgusted by them. And now maybe a critical group of us is going to do something about them. I'm referring, of course, to street people and to America's psychiatrists who are finally going to study them, they announced this morning. Tanner, ever since I can remember, we in Washington have done two things about our 10,000 street people. We've either pretended they don't exist, or we've asked the police to handle the problem by locking up everyone they can find on park benches and throwing away the key.
Right.
Well, neither approach has worked worth a bottle of Wild Irish Rose, Tanner, and we still haven't come up with anything better. Now, I say street people are not criminals. They're nothing more or less than mental patients who are not in mental institutions.
Hmm.
We've got to find a way to treat them as people who are sick, not just as people who happen to be dirty, obscene, or nasty. Now, the American Psychiatric Association, Tanner, has announced that it's going to take a look at the problem, and I say, great, long overdue. But in the meantime, is there anything we can do with street people? I mean, after all, they're insulting. You walk down the street and they say things to you that you shouldn't have to hear.
Incredible. And there were 10,000 of them?
10,000 and growing. You know, as the economy gets worse, it's going to grow some more. What do we do? Is jail the answer? Now, I happen to think we should let street people sleep in subway stations overnight, Tanner. Nobody else is using them. Yeah. Make them pick up after themselves. Throw them out at 6 o'clock in the morning. Turn the subway stations back into subway stations. But, you know, that would work better in the winter, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we wanted to throw the phones open this morning, see if any of the folks have a better idea. What is your answer to street people, lovely listeners?
We'd like to know.
432-2424. Bob Levy on Wash FM.
Tanner in the morning.
Wash FM 97, when you got to go, you got to go. Gladys Knight and the Pips, this is Tanner in the morning. Bob Levy is taking calls this morning about the street people, right, Bob?
You are right. We're getting a lot of good ones.
Yes, we are. Let's take one now.
Good morning. You're on Wash FM.
About the street people.
Yeah.
As a Washington businessman who is affected by these street people, hanging around the business and bothering a lot of the customers, I think these people should be locked up and the key thrown away or moved out. Washington is one of the few places these people are allowed to roam around.
Sir, would you be willing to pay twice the taxes you're paying now to have some place to lock them up?
Well, I don't think that's the question. I think it's costing me. I pay a lot of taxes to the D.C. government through my business. And it's costing the D.C. government tax money through my business by having them on the streets.
Where would you lock them up? Just build new jails?
Build facilities, take some of these schools that they're closing down and put psychiatric help, medical facilities, but keep them healthy and moving.
Okay, sir. We appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
7:30, here is Shannon Lahir.
South Korea now believes a Korean Airlines jet liner with 269 people on board has been shot down by what it calls a third country.
The plane may have exploded of its own volition, but it's unlikely that any engine explosion or any bomb carried on the plane could have obliterated the aircraft so that nothing appeared on the radar screen. It would take a massive explosion, the kind that only Soviet and American fighters are capable of delivering.
That's correspondent Todd Easton in Tokyo. The whereabouts of the airliner have been uncertain for more than 12 hours. It was lost on radar in the Northwest Pacific. Later, there were reports it landed on a remote Soviet island. The Soviets deny this. There were then reports it exploded in midair, as Easton explained to you, or that it crashed in high seas. There is still no official word on what happened to the plane, except that it was detected on Soviet radar in Soviet airspace, and then it was gone. Coming up, a report on the space shuttle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mattress Discounters presents the many uses of the mattress.
Lay on it, play on it, save on it, pray on it, think on it, drink on it. Mattress Discounters, Mattress Discounters. Eat on it, weep on it, sleep on it, count sheep on it, jump on it, have fun on it. Mattress Discounters, Mattress Discounters. Have a good night's sleep on us. Have a good night's sleep on us. Mattress Discounters.
Now through Labor Day, we're offering Sealy mattresses for as little as $44. Plus, with your purchase, your choice of a free bed frame, free linen set, or free brass-plated headboard. Look for our ad in this weekend's Post. Mattress Discounters.
This Labor Day, Mattress Discounters will not be undersold.
The shuttle astronauts used a robot arm to lift a 7,000-pound dumbbell the size of a truck from Challenger's cargo bay today. That to prove that the crane can lift great big satellites in the future. They're hoping they can start repairing broken satellites in space with this arm. A federal mediator has ordered hospital administrators and the union representing striking nurses in Prince George's County back to the bargaining table next week. The four-day-old walkout began Monday after contract talks broke off over the weekend. Strike affects PG General Hospital, Greater Laurel Beltsville Hospital in the Bowie Health Center. Meanwhile, officials say the outpatient clinics at PG General that have been temporarily closed because of the strike are going to reopen on a limited basis tomorrow and Friday. The highly touted Kissinger Commission on Central America is getting an earful from an all-star cast. Today, Jimmy Carter talks about our role in Central America and how the whole mess got started. Yesterday, the commission heard from Cyrus Vance, who says Central America's problems are self-inflicted. Alexander Haig says, no, it's the communists' fault.
The United States is faced with the problem of its international credibility. There are those who think we can afford to tolerate violations of accepted rules of international law through use of violence, bloodshed, terrorism.
Haig says the only stance to use in Central America is the get tough stance. A boating accident in the Georgetown Channel last night leaves one man dead. D.C. police say the cruise ship Dandy collided with a cabin cruiser on the Potomac near the 14th Street Bridge. The unidentified man was on the cruiser. A test tube baby will soon be born in Washington. Doctors at GW Medical Center have successfully implanted a test tube fetus in a woman from Northern Virginia. Wash FM News time is 7:33. Here's a report on traffic brought to you by HBL Mercedes. Here's Wash FM's airborne traffic advisor, Walt Starling.
Southbound on 270, we have an accident in the center lane under 28. That's the exit right there as you go past the State Police Building. Move to the left or right if you're coming south from Shady Grove Road. And traffic is backed up all the way back to Montgomery Village Avenue. Center lane to 28 is blocked. Move left or right. Cabin John looks pretty good. We're going to be slow for 3 miles coming inbound on 66 with all lanes open. 50 Arlington Boulevard is very heavy approaching and passing the Beltway until you get past E-System from Melpar. After that, it looks fairly good going in towards Seven Corners. And we're going to head on down towards Woodbridge and check Shirley Highway all the way to the 14th Street Bridge next. That's the Wash FM Traffic Report. I'm Walt Starling.
It's red, white, and blue sale time at HB Launch Volkswagen in Fairfax. And that means incredible savings to you. Washington's largest and finest Volkswagen dealership. HB Launch Volkswagen, first in sales, first in service, and parts, wants you to join the celebration from now until the end of August. To celebrate almost a quarter of a century of business, HB Launch has tags and colors that means dollars to you. Red tag cars will be $500 off, white tag cars $1,000 off, and blue tags mean a whopping $1,500 off the factory sticker price. Not some inflated price with dealer options added that were not requested by the customer. So hurry and select your sale price from the largest inventory of Volkswagens. Street Talk, Wash FM, listening to you.
What do you think of a Playboy poll which shows that women want more sex?
If they want it, fine.
You willing to participate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess something like that is personal. That's all up to the individual.
I think polls can be, I won't say manipulated, but they can be channeled by the way an interviewer asks the questions, with all due respect to you.
I don't think it's quantity, it's more quality.
What do you mean by that?
Well, more sex or more good sex.
Street Talk asking people, do women want more sex? Here's Wash FM's AccuWeather forecast. Sunny and warm today through Saturday. High today and tomorrow about 85. High on Saturday, 90. Our nights will be clear and comfortable. We'll have lows from 59 to 68. We have 70 degrees at BWI, 61 at Dulles, 72 degrees at National Airport at 736. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lahir with Tanner in the Morning on Wash FM.
Shannon, we're still getting lots of calls on Bob Levy's question about what to do with the street people.
Good morning. You're on Wash FM.
Yes, I'd just like to say about the suggestion that people be locked up, or street people. One is, thank God it's illegal, unless they're dangerous to themselves or others, or they've committed a crime. And two, I think it's a sick society that can even come up with such a stupid suggestion.
Thank you very much.
Hi, babies. Don't cry out loud. You gotta get up to go to school and go to work and make that money and pay your rent. But make it pleasant for yourself and listen to Tanner in the Morning. This is Melissa Manchester saying, wake up and have a good day.
Wash FM and Tanner in the Morning at 7:41. Bob Levy's column on the street people is getting lots of comments this morning. We'll check in with that after Stanley Clark and George Duke.
When I think about your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share, looking through the memories in my mind.
Wash FM 97. It's 97 songs in a row, and we'll start it this morning just about 9:30 or so. Dave Arlington will have nothing but continuous music on his whole show today. It is Merryweather Thursday. We have lots of tickets every hour to give you to see Willie Nelson in concert. Joe Zanger has a pair to give you on the sports trivia question coming up in just a few minutes. At 7:45, Bob Levy's still getting the calls about what to do with Washington street people.
Morning, you're on Wash FM.
Yeah, in regards to your street people.
Yes, sir.
Be able to comment. I think by the mere fact that as the economy gets worse, that they become more, eliminate the fact that that they're sick people. I think probably a lot of them are sick right now due to the conditions that they're having to live in. I think they're, you know, they're basically human beings, and I think you need to give them back something that they probably had once before that don't have right now, and that's self-respect.
How do you do it?
Well, it's a difficult situation. It's not an overnight cure. You give them jobs, you give them a place to live, and it's one of those things that it's been around for years, and unless somebody takes a attitude that they're something other than garbage, then you're not going to solve the problem.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your comment. Very thoughtful. 7:45, let's go up and check on the traffic situation presented by WNJ Sloan. Here is Walt Starling.
Northbound on Shirley Highway, the slowdown begins just after you cross the Occoquan River, and it's going to stay slow almost continuously up to Springfield. Once you cross the Capitol Beltway, the pace improves. Next slowdown, Seminary Road, as you head up towards Shirlington with all lanes open. Wilson Bridge backed up on the interloop as usual. Coming in from West Fairfax, we're slow on Braddock Road from Kings Park to the Beltway. 236 coming in past the Community College. 50 Arlington Boulevard from about, let's say, Prosperity into Melfar with all lanes open. 66 is backed up 3 miles, and we're just beginning to slow down on the interloop at the Cabin John Bridge. We'll check the Potomac and the Anacostia River crossings next. That's the Wash FM traffic report for WNJ Sloan.
At the WNJ Sloan Clearance Centers, there's only one thing more beautiful than our furniture. It's our price. Because nowhere else can you find more extraordinary furniture from Henredon, Baker, Drexel, Lane, and Heritage at more extraordinary prices.
Come into one of W&J Sloan's clearance centers this Labor Day weekend, now through Monday, and take a seat for 25 to 60% off regular prices. That's right, 25 to 60% off regular prices on their entire selection of chairs and sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Cozy up to their wing chairs, recliners, rockers, and imports, all in a vast selection of fabrics and colors, including luxurious leather. And you you can sit on them all for 25 to 60% off regular prices on September 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. But hurry, with prices like these, there may not be a seat left in the house.
For the W&J Sloan Clearance Center nearest you, call area code 301-654-9310. W&J Sloan Clearance Centers. Our difference is our furniture.
Park, carpet, and design.
Carpets are not created equal. Neither are the stores that sell them. At Park Carpet and Design, what distinguishes us is wisdom. Our offer, a true education about fibers, flocking, plush versus pile, 61 years of knowledge and service, and over 2,000 carpets and remnants for your home or office. And now through Labor Day, our prices are unequaled, with 30 to 50% off our entire collection. Karastan, only $11.99 a yard. Purchase Park Carpet on Lee Highway in Falls Church or at all Kimmel Furniture locations in Fairfax, Rockville, and Silver Spring. 30 to 50% off. Sample our wisdom today.
Step up your rooms, step up your floors, step up your space with bright ideas at Park Carpet and Design.
Who'd give you sensational 50% savings on Stearns & Foster mattresses? Woody's would. Premium quality bedding at half price. Save 50% on our great Stearns & Foster blank label mattresses at Woody's. And twin size extra firm mattresses are just $94.99. You may pay less for a mattress, but you won't find a more lasting value for the money than a Stearns & Foster blank label mattress. Who'd give you 50% off on Stearns & Foster?
Who would?
Yep, it's 11 before 8. AccuWeather says nice today. Not as hot as yesterday with a high around 85, lots of sunshine. High on Saturday back up to 90. Clear, comfortable at night. Lows from 59 in the suburbs. That's 59 tonight. To 68, it's an even 70 on a beautiful morning in the nation's capital. Here is the sports voice of the nation's capital, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Zanger, softball player extraordinaire.
Thank you. I'm not player extraordinaire. I'm just the coach of the champions, the media division of the annual Coke softball tournament.
What modesty. He is sitting here, ladies and gentlemen, with a massive trophy which dwarfs the Statue of Liberty and frankly outshines it a great deal, too. These colors look like they came from...
Red and gold and the nice fleur de lis across the front here.
La Mueblería gave us the trophy here. It's just wonderful.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it is.
Tanner, our division of the tournament was made up of
I'm
all the...
I'm trying to lift it.
All the I don't think that's quite as nice. Don't drop it. Oh, jeez.
Well, it was a
nice trophy.
Yeah, lovely pieces here.
You know, the tournament was made up of all the FM radio stations in town, so we're the best FM in town, and we have the trophy to prove it.
Ta-da! Ta-da. Who'd you play to win this?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but they were a team that had their collective IQ in their uniform shirts. 101.
You mean the Greasy Pits.
We won in dramatic fashion, 7-6, two outs. Hey. Okay? Two outs, last inning, we're losing by two runs.
Hmm.
Bob Levy is our last hope. He singles to left. That leaves it up to Papa Zanger, Mo Zanger.
Yeah.
Singles to right.
Yeah.
That brings up a ringer, Tony Zanger. He's an all-county high school baseball player, but we just kind of slipped him in the lineup. Home run to right field, we win the game, 7-6.
Wow.
Wasn't that fun?
Mm.
Now, if you can just kind of sweep up the trophy, I'll try to glue it back together a little later on.
Excellent idea.
Who will it be? Gary Hugaboom or Danny White? Who will the Dallas Cowboys start at quarterback and Monday night shoot out at the RFK Corral? Who cares? The Redskins sure don't. Redskin defensive coach Richie Pettibone says it could be White, Hugaboom, or Shirley Temple for all he cares.
Joe, I really don't think it makes that much difference. They play in Landry's system. They're both going to execute very well. And I think they, in a lot of ways, they're very similar. You know, I think one guy has had some experience. The other guy hasn't played enough to really have any doubts in himself. So it's kind of a toss-up, really. Both of them, I think, are excellent quarterbacks.
Regardless of who it is, the target will be rookie Darryl Green, the cornerback. Watch for the Redskins to make adjustments in their defense to make sure that rookie has lots of help Monday night. Our sports trivia question will send you to Willie Nelson's concert at Merriweather Post Pavilion in your Skin Fever T-shirt. If you can tell us, which two Dallas Cowboys scored the Dallas touchdowns last January in the NFC title game at RFK? 432-2424, if you remember. Joe Zanger, Wash FM Sports.
Back to school sales are in full swing at Greenway Center.
From Safeway to Wendy's, from Radio Shack to Kenny's Shoes, shop Greenway Center for all your needs. Shop Greenway Center for all your specialty needs. At Greenway Center, you'll find the perfect store mix, catering to the customers who wish to shop for quality items at competitive prices. And Greenway Center is easy to reach, with plenty of parking. There's always a friendly face ready to serve you. So shop Greenway now. Shop Greenway Center, conveniently located on the intersection of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Capitol Beltway, Exit 22A, and Greenbelt Road in Greenbelt, Maryland. That's Greenway Center. Shop Greenway now.
Tanner in the morning.
Wash FM 97, Michael Jackson from the Thriller album. Joe Zanger from his Thriller sports trivia contest.
Hello, who are you?
John Gallagher.
John, how you doing?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Bowie, Maryland.
Bowie?
Bowie, Maryland.
Okay, then you must know.
Okay, how about Drew Pearson?
That's one.
And Butch Johnson.
The two Cowboys who scored last January. Drew Pearson and Butch Johnson.
I cheated on you, though. I've got a Redskin fan guide.
That's not fair. You like Willie Nelson?
Oh, yeah.
You're on your way to Meriwether Post to see him.
All right, thank you very much.
And be sure to dress in your Skin Fever t-shirt.
Okay.
Thanks.
Give him a picnic basket for Mr. Allen's son. Load him up. You got it.
You got everything.
Johnny Rivers on WASH, Washington. It's 8 o'clock. Here is Shannon Lahir.
The South Korean information minister says it is almost certain that a Korean Airlines jumbo jet was attacked by what he called a third country near the coast of the Soviet Union. 269 people are missing on flight 007, a flight that took off from New York City and was on its way to Seoul. It vanished on the Japanese radar screen while surrounded by smaller planes of unknown nationalities. It did this while it was still 32,000 feet in the air. 5 years ago, a Korean jet in that same area was forced to crash land when it was fired upon by Soviet fighters. Two passengers were killed in that case. The Soviets claimed the jet violated its airspace. Now, there was a certain amount of fuss about that incident. Not a whole lot, but this time could be quite different.
Serving the universe, where classic radio lives.
The home of classic radio.
Airchecks.com.